Two Travel Stories.
I went to Frankfurt for a conference last spring. It was just a one-day event, but I thought I'd stop over for a night so I could do a bit of sightseeing. Anyway, I set off early on the Friday on a morning flight and got there a couple of hours later. A colleague was waiting to pick me up, which was great. We took a taxi to the city centre and she showed me around. She had to get back to work fairly soon after that, and her parents were staying at her house, so we said goodbye. Anyway, I thought I'd look around a bit before checking into the hotel, so I wandered through the centre. Around 1 p.m, I popped into a restaurant for lunch, and then decided I ought to get over to the hotel. I followed the map I'd printed off to where the hotel should have been, but when I got there, there was a sign on the door that said it was shut. I'd booked it a few months earlier, but it seemed to have closed down since then. Stupidly, I'd given them my credit card details and paid half the money up front. I tried to get into another hotel, but it was busy that weekend and all the other hotels in the area were full. After about 3 hours of wandering around, I decided that I'd had enough, so I called my colleague and told her what had happened. Very kindly, she agreed to put me up for the night. I slept on the sofa, which was a bit awkward as her parents were there, but at least I had somewhere to stay. I guess I'll have to return the favour one day.
I went with my wife and the kids to Greece last summer. We'd never been there, so I thought it'd make a nice change. I spent some time shopping around for a good deal and eventually stumbled on this great package holiday. Full board, flight, and all meals included for two adults and two kids for a fortnight for just 999 euros. It was a limited offer, so I snapped it up. A few months later, I printed off our tickets, and on the day of the flight, we set off for the airport. We got there all right with no delays and checked into this fantastic hotel. It had a swimming pool, a games room for the kids, and best of all, the hotel was right next to the beach. We had a great time just lazing about on the sand and water in the morning, sightseeing in the afternoon, and relaxing in the evening. It was incredible. The only thing that went wrong was I lost my wallet. About halfway through the visit, we took a boat over to one of the bigger islands. We spent the day visiting a few old monuments and went on this guided tour of a medieval castle. For lunch, we stopped off at this really nice little restaurant. About 10 minutes after we left, we went into a cafe for a coffee. But when I went to pay, I realized I didn't have my wallet with me. There were a few moments of mad panic as we ran around trying to find it. Eventually, my wife ran back to the restaurant to see if it was there, and it was. One of the waiters had come across it as he was cleaning the tables and had kept it behind the bar. They were going to get in touch, but were waiting to see whether anyone came back for it first. I was just so pleased.